sugar. Now, where's the sugar? Ah, no. Give it a stir. Ah, that's lovely. Oh, hello. Cat Whiskers here. I'm making a snack for later. Special recipe for a cold night. Briar's surprise. Now, what goes in next? Tomato sauce. That doesn't seem right. It must be if it's in the recipe. Splodge it in. That's it, and that seems to be it. Come in. Is that you, PJ? The door's unlocked. Oh, dear, oh dear. You're in the middle of a work of art and...
Hi.
PJ, you're on crutches. Oh, dear.
Any comments about parrots and Captain Flint's treasure and I'm going home?
As if I would. Come aboard, me hearty arr. I mean, come in. Whatever have you done?
Chipped a bone in me ankle playing football. Mm.
Poor old PJ, sit down.
What's that smell?
I'm making a special fudge. It looks delicious.
Yeah, so did the treacle toffee.
A few minutes in the oven will do the trick.
Fudge in the oven? Hey, have we had any replies about Chris Creeper?
Oh, yes. There's this plant expert in South America who thinks he's onto something. We'll know next week, PJ.
Oh, I hope so. What are we going to have instead of Tintin?
A story read by yours truly. It's called The Giants Olympics. Are you sitting comfortably?
Ooh, you're joking with me legs stuck out like this.
Oh, that's handy. Keep it there, PJ. I can prop the book against it.
Terrific.
Ready with the sound effects, PJ?
Ready, sir.
Thank you. Five, four, three, two, one. Here we go, said the great black swan of paradise, and the earth tilted on its axis, and everybody fell off. Only Ruth and Stephen, both 11, Rebecca, Kamala and Wing, ages 7, 9 and 10, were safe. Safe? They were hanging on to the neck and back feathers of the giant swan as its wings beat like thunderclaps, its eyes flashed like fireworks as it flew, hurtled, beyond the pull of this Earth's gravity. Out into time and space, and onto an island surrounded not by water, but by clouds and sky, a million trillion miles away. An island where giants live. The great bird circled Giants Island and landed in time for the 3008th holding of the Giants Olympics. Then the magic began. The swan stood up, shuddered, closed its wings and turned into a tall black athlete. Did I say tall? A giant. The children looked round. They could see giants ambling about like animals in a safari park. Then they saw them all come together in one place, a place called the Field of Events. To your places, shouted an Irish giant called Hugo O'Huge, who seemed to be in charge. It was certainly different from Seoul 88. Or was it? The first contest was the eating contest and the fabulous drinking competition. An eating contest, said the children. Can we join in? That's what it's all about, said Hugo, and the children said, yippee. Hugo O'Huge explained how it worked. It's a very simple magic, he said. You sit at the table, and whatever you wish for appears in front of you, and you eat it, and whoever eats the most is the winner. Great, said the children. Begin, said Hugo, and the eating contest was underway. Across the table ran animated little garden gnomes with scorecards and pencils, jotting down all the things which disappeared into each giant's mouth. So they would write things like, into the mouth of Stamper went three loaves, into the mouth of Ian the Fat went so many fish that the number of them was like the stars on the right hand of the sky, more than that they couldn't count. The children began with sweets. Sweets, said the children, and sweets appeared. Turkish delight, fruit pastilles, licorice all sorts. For seconds, bars of chocolate. For thirds, chocolate and chips. For fourths, chocolate and hot dogs. When they were sick, they felt really stupid because they lost valuable time. And one cheeky gnome said,
"If you don't keep it in your tummy, you don't scorn her points."
The giants were now well into their main course. They ate rabbits as big as lions cooked with spaghetti, and the children, recovering, called for curries and Chinese food, and the magic provided buckets of lamb vindaloo and what seemed to be an acre of chop suey. There was much burping and rumbling from the giant's table, and at the end of the contest it was found that Gorilla had won, which pleased him, and he rubbed his belly. And of the children, Ruth and Stephen were ahead of the others, but they were turning rather green. "I'm thirsty," said Rebecca, and the giants took up her remark and began mumbling and almost singing, "Drink, drink, drink." When the giants had drunk enough, they started to fall asleep. Soon they were all snoring heavily. "What happens now?" asked Ruth.
"It's always the same," said Hugo O'Huge. "It's the Giants Olympics sleeping contest, and lasts for years. But then, what's a millennium amongst friends?"
And he fell asleep too.
"Snore, snore," said the giants.
"Bore, bore," said Ruth.
"Let's explore," said Kamala. "What a good idea," said Stephen. And so the children set off to explore the other parts of Giants Island.
Oh, the fudge! Crikey. Ta-ra! Oh, you love this, PJ.
Yeah, it does smell good. It's a funny colour, though.
Well, you're not eating the colour, are you? A large dollop for you, I bet. Right, onto the plate.
Careful, you'll break the plate in a minute.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to leave the spoon. Knife, that's it. Scrape it off the spoon with the old knife. It's a little sticky. What we need now is somebody to get the knife off the spoon, off the plate.
I haven't got any dynamite on me. Perhaps you should let it cool down a bit.
That's it, of course. Good thinking, PJ. But the recipe seems okay. Look.
Hang on. These pages are all stuck together. You've got two recipes in one.
Oh. Well, I wonder what I've made.
Get away from it, Geordie.
He wants that bit of Briar Surprise on the floor.
He likes it.
Well, of course he does. I've invented Moggy Fudge, the new cat treat.
You sound like Robin Gunn.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Let's try and find him again, shall we? The experts have got an idea where he might be, but we've got to check.
Right. You move the dial to that point.
Yep.
And there you have it. Robin Gunn himself.
My boy, I'm sorry about this. My mouth's full, you see. I'm munching a squid sandwich. That's a squid sandwich between two centipedes. Oh, dear. One of the centipedes has dropped out. It's crawling away. Come back here, centipede. There you go. Oh, yes. Very tasty. And as if you regular listeners didn't know, you have tuned into Robin Dunn, the Castaway on Coconut Island. You find me at a very interesting period of my existence as a castaway with his very own radio station, for I am about to embark upon an escape attempt from the island. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. You see, what I've done is to bend a palm tree so far back it now resembles a sort of horseshoe shape. It's a kind of catapult. I did it by attaching vine ropes to the top, now making sure there were no monkeys, of course, and then attaching the rope to a wooden winch I've built. The result is that the palm tree is like a giant spring, ready to hurl back to the horizontal. I'm sitting in a sort of hang glider made from bamboo and palm tree leaves and bark. All I have to do is cut the rope on the winch and va-va-va-va-voom, up, up and away! Deep a deep a deep a deep sausage a deep a deep a deep a deep a deep a deep. And with the sun beating down directly overhead, it's time for the midday news update. Robin Gunn attempts island escape. Bong. Robin Gunn fed up with fish diet. Bong. Robin Gunn fed up with coconut milk. Bong. Robin Gunn fed up with monkey who keeps dropping coconuts on his head. Ow! Oh, no, not again. Oh, beep, 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 beep. In an unprecedented step today, Robin Gunn prepares to get off the island, hang glide from thermal to thermal, that is, upward blast of hot air, and find land and people. Beep, 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 beep. Robin Gunn announced he was completely fed up with being a castaway. An interview with Robin Gunn produced the following reaction. Mr. Gunn, are you fed up?
Has a sausage got a skin? Oh, oh, dear. Oh, you naughty monkey.
Right, this is it. Goodbye, island. Goodbye, monkey. Goodbye, bamboo hut. Out with the trusty knife. Check provisions. Right, that's one worm burger. Check. Large spider bap. Check. Two coconuts. Check. Bottle of water. Check. Cut the rope and...
Oh, this is amazing! Oh, I can hardly speak! Oh, I've been hurled skywards! Oh,
yippee! And there's the island behind me. Oh, and I can feel a hot air thermal pushing me up, up, up. Oh, my goodness, it's marvellous. Oh, what's that? Oh, there's a bird on my left. Oh, a sort of eagle. Oh, it's a giant eagle. Hello, eagle. It's a beautiful giant eagle. Oh, I've never seen anything like it. Oh, it's the biggest bird I've ever seen. Oh, it's as big as a car park. And it's heading towards me. Oh dear. An unbelievable wingspan. Oh, I can feel the draft from here. Oh no. It's a sort of rock or orc or that kind of bird. Oh, fish hooks. Oh, what an enormous beak. Oh no. Oh dear, no. It's grabbing the glider and its massive talons. I've been taken off somewhere. Oh, help, 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 save me. Anything, anyone, anybody. Oh, monkey, the monkey, come back, I'll forgive you. Save me, anybody.
Well, that really does it. Just when we got a lead, he flies off into the wide blue yonder in the clutches of a giant orc. Bridget, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get a piece off the end of this fudge.
Tomato fudge! Ugh.
I'll save it for later.
You want to watch that cough, PJ?
That wasn't me.
Oh, no, not him again.
Oh, really? I've had enough of this. We have a quiz to do. Thank you. To show these creepers who is boss, PJ.
Oh, can I do the quiz, Richard? I feel useless sitting here like this.
Okay, I'll do the tapes for a change.
Right. It's called musical colours. You all know that when you mix two colours together, you get another colour, yes? Well, what you have to do is, from the piece of music we'll play you, guess which two colours we're mixing and which colour you end up with.
Right, here's the first colour. Second colour.
Have you got those two colours? Now, what do you have if you mix them together?
This. Yellow and blue stripes? No, you get green.
Correct! We mixed blue Peter and the yellow submarine and got 10 green bottles. Number two.
First colour. Second colour.
Oh, that makes me feel all Christmassy. Have you got the two colours? You mix those and you get...
this. Got that one?
course you have. We had red as in Rudolph, then white as in White Christmas. Which reminds me to do my shopping early this year. I always leave it, you
which see. Mixed together gives pink. The Pink Panther. Last one.
Right, first colour. Second colour. What do those colours make? This.
We had green, as in green sleeves, mixed with red, as in the red flag, which makes John Brown's body.
I thought I handled those tips quite well, you know.
Lies a moulding in the soil.
You'll be doing the whole programme soon.
Johnny Brownie's body lies a moulding in the soil.
I'd be grateful, mate, John, if you'd put a sock in. Silence, please.
Silent.
There's a man in South America going to sort you out. So there.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Just listen to him. Mind you, if we can't get rid of him, we could always become his managers. We could make a fortune. Chris Creeper and the Crawleys. We could go on tour. All we need is a microphone and a large plant pot. Chris Creeper t-shirts. Bendy Chris Creepers. Think of it, PJ.
A record in the charts.
Why not? He certainly is a weird plant and no mistake.
Shall we have the Enid Blyton?
Your wish is my command, oh hopping one. I have the cassette right here. Arr, yes. Episode 9 and the Castle of Adventure. Arr.
Your voices down now, everybody. Is this the place, Jack?
Yes. This part of the floor opens up.
I'm scared, Jack.
It's all right, Tassie. Everything will be all right now Bill and his men are here.
Naughty boy, be quiet, naughty boy.
You be quiet, Kiki. You'll give us away.
Now, you say the men took Dinah and Lucy Ann down into the underground room for the night, Tassie?
Yes, they called them in when it got dark.
It's possible the men are still down there, then. No way of knowing till we take a look. All right, here's what we do. Jack, you work the lever that opens the floor. The rest of us will stand at the top of the opening. I'll shout for whoever's down there to come up and keep them well covered, all of you.
Don't worry, boss.
Right, boss.
We will.
Now then, ready with that lever, Jack? Open her up, then.
Here we go.
Can't hear a sound, boss. Looks like there's an oil lamp or something alight down there, though.
All right. Who's down there? Come on. Answer. Or we shoot.
It's just us. Who's that?
Dinah! Dinah, it's me and Bill Smart!
Here, wait a minute. The men might still be there.
It's
Oh, okay, lads. You can come down. Not you, Tom. You stay up there. Keep a lookout.
All right, boss.
Oh, Jack, I'm so glad to see you.
You all right, Dinah? Lucy? Where's Philip?
Oh, Bill, he's gone. What's that?
It's only thunder. Now tell me, where's Philip?
We don't know, Bill. When we got down here, he'd gone. We don't know if the men caught him hiding under the bed. Or whether he went off by himself.
Oh, and Bill, there are 5 men now.
Right. Well, you and Dinah go with Tassie back to Spring Cottage.
But...
And no buts. It might get to be a bit of a rough house here. We'll be back with you as soon as we can. Go on now. You should make it back before that storm breaks.
Oh, all right, but be careful, all of you.
I'll take Kiki, Jack.
Thanks, Tassie. Where's Button?
Don't know. He was here, but...
All right, don't worry. Listen, you better get going or you'll get caught in that storm.
All right, then.
Ah!
right, Tom. Let the girls come up, and then we'll close the floor from down here. And you stay on lookout up there.
Okay, boss.
Be careful, all of you.
Now, is this the lever to close the floor up, Jack?
That's the one.
Now then, everybody, pick a suit of armour and get into it. And once you're in, I don't want a move or a sound from any of you. All right?
Sir?
Quick as you can now. Come on.
Blimey, boss. I'm going to roast inside this thing.
I'll roast you if you don't stand still. I don't want a sound when Skarnik and the others come back. Otherwise, we won't find out what they're up to.
There. And tell me how long you have been in the castle and just what you know.
Nothing. I was just here with the girls. I hid under the bed.
Get the girls out of the bed. We'll question the three of them together.
Interfering little...
They're not here. Did you let them out?
No.
Get the truth out of you, you young...
Butter, no, don't. Don't you. Shoot. He's only a fox cub. He's mine. Here, Button. Here.
I don't like this. Girls getting out.
How did that thing get in here?
I think we should finish up our business tonight and get out of here. Get the maps and the blueprints.
What about the boy?
Well, I think we should teach this boy a lesson, don't you? Hand me that rope.
No, don't you dare.
All right. The game's over, Mannheim. Oh, keep them covered, lads.
Get them out, quick.
Hey, watch Mannheim. He's got the oil lamp. If he smashes it, we won't be able to see
it. Help!
Help! Help! But no shooting, not in the dark.
Bill, the floor's opening.
Tom, stop anybody who tries to come up.
All right, don't wash.
Some of them have got away.
Find a torch, somebody. Let's have some light.
Oh, that's better. Hey, that's it, lads. Hold those three down. Now, who've we got?
The man with the beard's got away, Bill.
Oh, that's Skarnik. Oh, Tom, you idiot. What are you doing up there?
I'm sorry, sir. Somebody hit me. I didn't see a thing after that.
They'll be halfway down the hill by now. Probably got a car hidden in case they need a fast getaway.
Well, at least they didn't get away with all their maps and things, Bill.
No, look, they've left everything behind.
Hmm? Skarnik wouldn't like having to leave these. They're worth a fortune to him, not to mention how valuable they'd be to the country he's spying for.
Sirs!
The lightning struck the tower out there! The storm's right on top of us!
Well, get down here with us! And close the floor up, somebody.
Well, leave it to me, boss.
She'll be safe enough down here till the storm's passed.
Ain't this terrible up there, boss? Lightning took a chunk right off the top of that tower out there.
Are we going to take a look down that secret passageway, Bill?
Well, I expect it leads out onto the other side of the hill, doesn't it, Philip?
I don't know. The men caught me before I got that far.
Well, as soon as it gets light, Tom and I'll take a look down there. The others can take these three prisoners here back...
What's that? Sounds like the Hall of Bars are falling in on us.
Bill, the whole castle's falling in on us.
Great. In fact, the whole programme has made me and my leg feel much better. Thank you, Richard.
Pity about the Briar Surprise. Still, even if the food was awful, the singing was good. Well, last programme next week. I think things will come to a head regarding you-know-who. Make sure you listen, would you? You will? Good. Take care now. Over to Julie.
Hello, it's me, Julie First, with you again. Thank you, Chris Creeper, that's quite enough. Oh, he does go on, doesn't he? And what a shame about Richard's surprise fudge. Oh, I could just fancy a bit of that to cheer me up. Why? Because the boss has been moaning at me all week that I give you the address too quickly. So I've not been able to have any of that wonderful BBC coffee or any cakes. So some fudge would have been really nice. Anyway, this week, I'll give you the address at the end, really slowly. So make sure you've got that pen and paper ready. And now, the winners of the Halloween Hot Butty Top 10 Chart Competition. The runner-up is Daniel Bingham, age 9, who goes to Slade Green Junior School in Erith. And this is what Daniel has written. Number 10, Beetlebacks, Flylegs and Slugs Grave Butties. At 9, Richard Briers Butties. At 8, Bat's Wings and Whale's Tails Butties. Des O'Connor Butties is 7. And at 6, School Dinner Butties. Yuck. At 5, Eyeballs, Frog's Legs and Mashed Worm Butties. And at 4, Homework Butties. Number 3, a Big Hairy Hand Butty. And at 2, My Dad's Socks Butties. Whew. And number 1, My Mum's Casserole Butties. Oh, Daniel, you're going to get into trouble there. Thank you very much indeed. We'll send you a Cat's Whiskers badge. But the winners are Ruth and Sarah Hayes from Poole in Dorset. Now, they've written our Witches Top 10. Goes like this. Number 10, Batty Biscuits. And at 9, Frog Leg Faggots. Number 8, Ghouly Goulash. And at 7, Toadstools on Toast. 6, Cauldron Casserole. And at 5, Scary Sauce. Tremble Cake is at 4. And at 3, Witch's Water Biscuits. Number 2, a Pickled Pumpkin. And number 1, Spare Rib of Skeleton. Smashing stuff. And Ruth and Sarah, thank you very much for saying that Cat's Whiskers is great. Of course it is. And we'll send you Cat's Whiskers t-shirts. Oh, and next week there's going to be a brand new competition, so listen out for that. Now, make sure you've got your pen and paper ready, because I shall be giving you the very slow address soon. But first of all, let me remind you about that brilliant Cat's Whiskers Club. Loads of you have joined already, and the very first 4 to arrive in the Cat's Whiskers office were Julie Asher from East Kilbride, Kizzy Heal from Lincoln, Michael and Marion McCann from Bangor, County Down, and Philip Freed from Portsmouth. Now, if you want to join the club and you're 12 or under, you need to write to us with your name, address and postcode, and you also need your date of birth and a signature from a parent or guardian. And please send us £2 membership fee, that's for the year, and make your cheques or postal orders out to Cat's Whiskers Club. Now, all that entitles you to the newsletter, badge, club card, and a chance to join in with all sorts of club activities. So do get writing for the club and anything else you want to tell me about to, and here we go, with a very, very slow address. Julie First, that's F-I-R-S-T, that's me. Cat's Whiskers, BBC, P.O. Box 40, that's P.O. Box 40, Manchester, M61FR. So that's Manchester, M61FR. Okay, Julie First. Cat's Whiskers, BBC, P.O. Box 40, Manchester, M61FR. Have you got it? Great. And I should be back in the boss's good books now, I hope. I'll be with you next week for the very last in this series of Cat's Whiskers. Bye-bye till then.